Hello and greetings from Exousia Marketing Group. Today, we're going to talk about 7 ways to stay in love with your business. Have you ever heard the mantra, passion leads to success? It's easy to really dive headfirst into something and see it through to successful completion when you love doing what you're doing. After all, that's why you started your own business, right? But what happens when that work that you used to love becomes taxing and draining, and before you know it, you've fallen out of love with your business? Like any relationship, there will be ups and downs, and sometimes you will have to take a moment to refocus when that flame of passion has burned out. When you find your flame is a little more than a flicker, if not burned out altogether, try these steps. Step one, revisit why you started the business in the first place. What were you so passionate about in the beginning that made you want to take the leap into starting your own business? If need be, make a divided list. Things you love about this business industry and things you hate. Hopefully, your love list is longer than your hate list, but hopefully, you will remember what excited you in the first place and made you choose this line of work. Step two, really enjoy the fun moments. Once you remember what it was that you loved about your business in the first place, really relish in those moments. Make it a game. Challenging yourself to do better each time. Celebrate successful moments with a pat on the back for yourself. Maybe lunch or dinner out with partners or employees, or even have something catered in if you do, in fact, have employees. Toot your own horn a little and show off your latest work of which you are proudest. Step three. Network with other business owners. Network not only in your own community, but seek opportunities elsewhere in events such as industry conventions, conferences, and the like. Nothing stirs your creative juices more than engaging in a few days of industry-specific classes taught by industry front runners in an environment where you are surrounded by other hungry business owners like yourself. You will return to work on fire and full of renewed energy and motivation, as well as tons of new ideas that you just cannot wait to try. Number four, set boundaries for personal time. Ah, the proverbial time trap. We all struggle against it. As a business owner, you probably feel like your life is your work and your work is your life, and the line between the two is quite blurred, if not non-existent. When you eat, sleep, and breathe your work, you never allow yourself time to unwind and enjoy the other aspects of your life. Ironically, one of the reasons you probably started your own business to begin with was because you wanted to set your own hours, which in fact you have set. No hours at all, and you work 24/7. The only way to free yourself is to set boundaries to protect your personal time. Turn off the business cell phone and allow voicemail to do what it was designed to do. Check those emails tomorrow. Empower another employee or business partner to handle the business in your absence. If you have someone else to lean on, while you may feel that you're missing out on business by cutting off customers at certain times, you may find that your customers actually respect you more for drawing those lines. Five, stop being the passenger and start being the driver. Do you make decisions on the fly? Does your business lack a true plan for next week, month, year? If so, you may feel like you are a prisoner to your work and to your customers and vendors. Don't forget, you are the driver in this scenario, and you call the shots. Take the time to draw out a plan for your business, your marketing plan, your promotions, your policies, etc. When you have everything mapped out in black and white, you are no longer allowing others to dictate how your business will operate, and you will feel much more in control of everything. Six, try a new approach to an old task. Stop doing something just because that's how we've always done it. Repetition can be very boring. Find new fun in your business by trying a different method or approach to an old task. And last but not least, number seven, engage with your customers. Remember that your business is nothing without your customers, so take the time to get to know them. Keep customer files with some facts, details to help give you a personal touch to your business. What they like, dislike, birthdays or anniversaries, whether or not they have a spouse and or kids, etc. When you can provide that personal touch to the products or services that you provide to your customers, they will love your business and will hopefully tell you so. And who doesn't like to be told that they are loved? Then you, in turn, will also love your business.